Right, hello Rusty. We're going for quality of content here, not quality of audio reproduction. I've got a Reaper project.
150.
And there is a Surge XT on it. And this is what I've been able to reproduce so far. Right, so let's see how I did that.
150.
So I've got a instance of Surge XT, and this is the... That's the sound it makes just by playing it. Now, sending MIDI to that track, I've got an arpeggiator. So on track two, I called it ARP. It's doing a send.
That's one send to track one, no easy.
So I did that by getting the third context menu up with Alt application key in Windows. Don't know what the Mac is.
Context menu. Master send check to send submenu. Yes.
Go into the send submenu. There you go, and it's sending to search. So I set that up.
Unsent project.
Right, and now let's look at the arpeggiator plugin.
FX track to JS MIDI arpeggiator.
So it's JS arpeggiator. That's the only thing on there.
FX track edit FX comment rate XVPN size at 1.25, 1.5, 1.752.
Oh, it's being changed, so we won't...
Edit FX comment button. Rate XV...
That's the modulation we're getting that's happening.
One edit selected 1.0.
Okay, so it's stuck at 1.0. That's better for now.
Note length size at 0.8.
Okay, just note length was slightly shorter than 100%.
Edit selected 0. Mode combo box up collapsed.
I couldn't get mode to make any difference.
Number of edit selected 3.0.
I got three variants.
Variant 1 side of 3.0. Edit selected variant 2 side of 5.0. Edit select variant 3 side of 3.0.
There you go. And yeah, following your advice, I've got it set to 353. So it's making that kind of arpeggiator sound.
I'm saying project Reaper.
Okay, so how did I use an LFO to adjust the play rate? Let's have a look at that. So I'm going to go back into
FX, track to up, list one.
So my FX chain.
Yes, MIDI arpeggiator.
Now if I do shift tab this time instead of tabbing.
Remove button, add button, edit button, FX active check on MIDI button, param button.
You get to the param button. So you shift space on that one.
Press context menu.
And I go up.
Default control and FX parameter list submenu F.
Yeah, I want FX parameter.
Showing track controls submenu S.
And
show track envelope parameter modulation slash MIDI link submenu B.
That's the crucial one.
Parameter modulation slash MIDI link.
That was in the submenu, and then this is a submenu as well.
Rate XVPN checked on.
I've been here before, that's why it's checked. If I enter on here,
parameter modulation slash link for rate F.
You get a big dialog box, which is the parameter modulation and linking dialog. There's a whole raft of things, but what we're going to concentrate is the LFO.
Shape, combo box random collapse. Enable parameter of your shape. 10% check LFO speed side of 4.0. The edit selected for...
It goes tapping through to the right place.
Trend, edit selected. Edit positive radio phase reset. Calling from MIDI or FX LFO checkbox checked.
Right. So you'll find that there's three tick boxes.
Link from MIDI or FX parameter checkbox not checked.
We don't want that one.
LFO checkbox checked.
We do want the LFO tick box.
Audio control signal sidechain checkbox not checked.
And we don't want the audio sidechained. When you go into this for the first time, none of them will be checked. So you just want to find a tick box for LFO and tick that.
Learn phase button.
Don't do anything with learn phase.
Enable parameter modulation. Baseline value envelope overrides. Checkbox checked.
Don't change that either.
Shape. Combo box random collapse.
Now, there are lots of different shapes.
Triangle. Soil. Square. Sign.
So the first one is sine.
Square.
Going down.
Soil. Soil. Triangle. Random.
And so following the video, I've got it on random.
Tempo sync. Checkbox checked.
I did decide to tempo sync it, but you may or may not choose to do that.
LFO speed side of 4.0000.
It just means that the speed is now, if it's synced, the time syncing is in beats.
Edit selected 4.0000.
So I set it to 4 in this case.
Strength, edit selected 10.0.
And it looks like a strength of 10 that goes from 0 to 100 normally. So what I'm doing here, this LFO, because we are in the rate parameter of the arpeggiator affects the rate.
Phase, edit selected 0.00. Positive radio button checked.
Set to positive with negative.
Negative radio button checked. Centered radio button.
Centered being the other option.
Negative radio, positive radio button.
But what we're doing, we're starting from a low value and going up. So that's why it's positive. Yeah, that seems to work quite nicely.
Phase reset, combo box on seek slash loop deterministic.
Now I'm just going to go through and I'm going to show you one other thing.
Link from MIDI or FX parameter LFO checkbox checked.
So I'm back to LFO checkbox.
Audio control signal learn phase button. Enable parameter modulation, baseline value, envelope overrides, checkbox checked.
Now, on that particular place in this dialog. If you press down arrow,
the monitor modulation baseline values under 3.2%,
and then up arrow,
4.6%,
you move from a tick box to a offset slider kind of thing. It will be zero by default. And I just found for this particular example that it worked better with a small percentage increase. The offset was better, slightly off center. So that is how I did it, basically. So I'm going to press escape to close this dialog.
FX, track to up, param button.
So I'm back on the param button within the FX chain.
Accept project repeat.
Press escape. So I'm just going to solo this track. Will this work?
Solo.
Yeah. So we're hearing just the one there, and that's going randomly. All right, let's have a quick look at the MIDI item. I got one MIDI item.
102 MIDI. X.0.0.
It's 8 bars long.
MIDI tape, 02 MIDI. C4, X half.
And it's got one note, which is a C4, and it's 8 bars long, looping around a time selection of 8 bars as well. So if I close that, and now go to my next track down.
3 up, 1 item.
So what I did, I just duplicated this track, the previous track 2.
That's 1 sent to track 1, no receive.
So this track is also sending to track 1. If you press Alt D and there's a send, it will duplicate the send as well.
3 up, 1 item. 102 is MIDI track mute.
So I'm just going to open up the item in the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape, 02, G3, X half.
And it's a G3. So it's a single note. All I did was change the pitch of a note from a C4 to a G3. And then if you unsolo the track 2 and press play, and you've got the two of them both feeding into Surge XT. And because they're both on random, you'll get something a little bit random, basically. So that's how I've done it. I hope that does for now. If there's any other features you want to explore, give us a shout.